Hello and welcome. Sorry. Oh, Q on professional. All right.
That wasn't intentional.
It's just beautiful timing, though. Beautiful, beautiful timing. We were saying I almost burped in the Louis interview yesterday, which is quite fun.
Well, at least your tummy didn't rumble really loudly next to Camila Cabello.
It was funny. Hello and welcome to the Pop Buzz Podcast. I'm your host, James. Coming up on this week's episode, Katie will be guiding us through all the big royal wedding news that came out this week. Woody will be taking us through the Grammy nominations and, more importantly, those important snubs in the Grammys this year. We'll also be chatting the Star Wars sex scene that may be coming later in the month. And our very special guest is Louis Tomlinson, a returning favourite. He'll be chatting new music and playing a brand new game we like to call Desert Island. So all that's coming up a little bit later, but first, here's the stories in WTF News.
What the f*** is happening in the news?
I've got some good news and some bad news, guys.
Okay, what's the bad news? Hit me with that first.
Well, no, I need to start with the good news.
Okay, fine, let's do that.
We're getting another royal wedding!
Yay!
Oh. Well, the bad news is we're not getting a day off for it, so
yeah.
Who cares? Yes, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are official.
Yeah.
They're engaged. They're going to be married. It's going to be lit. I can't wait.
It's interesting. We've got one massive area of enthusiasm in one side of the studio. And then if you could see the face on Woody, listeners, you would know the reaction we're clearly going to get in a second.
I am a Republican. I'm not really for monarchy.
Sorry, let's clarify that. You mean that in the British traditional sense rather than the American sense here.
Yeah, I don't believe that we should have a monarch as a constitutional head of government.
There you
so
go.
I don't believe in it.
Get out.
But that said, they make a lot of money for our country, so I'm here for that.
There is that.
Tourism.
But I'm going to be real with you. I didn't actually know they were, like, official. Like, Harry and... What's her name?
Meghan
Markle.
Meghan. Harry and Meghan. I thought they were just, like, dating and it was all kind of, you know, on the hush-hush.
To their credit, they've managed to keep it fairly sly, haven't they?
Yeah.
Like, I mean everyone sort of knew, but they've not been falling to the tabloids every other week. You know, it's been fairly low-key. All that's about to change now! But there you go.
I mean, as a watcher of Suits, I'm quite pissed off, actually, because she's now had to leave the show.
Yeah, she's gone.
And that's Prince Harry's fault.
Prince Harry just ruining all your favourite USA-based dramas.
But, I don't know, like, do you remember when Will and Kate got married? That day on Twitter was the best day ever. Woody, did you even watch it, seeing as you hate them so
no,
much?
No, I think this was a few years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at Brighton University and I was getting pissed somewhere on a street.
Of course.
Yeah, so were we.
And I wasn't on Twitter, that's what I'm saying.
Street parties, though. Will there be street parties for this one? I mean, yeah, like you said, there's no day off, which is annoying. There's no bank holiday like there was for the previous one. But, yeah, will there be the same level of hysteria across the nation?
I don't think so. He's not the heir, is he?
But he's the nation's favourite.
He's quite famously
everyone's favourite royal. Like, you don't like him, Woody, but if you had to pick a favourite royal, you're going Harry, surely.
Yeah, if I'm going on a boat party, I'm taking Harry with me.
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
Take Prince Philip.
Crikey, you're
the stories that would come out, I'm sure.
But I think the government have missed a trick here on not giving us a day off.
Oh, of course.
Because, like, that's a bit of a vote winner, isn't it? You have a day off for a wedding. That's nice.
Would have been the most easy win imaginable.
How do we appease the country through all this Brexit stuff? Give them a day off?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want that, peasant.
That sounds like too good an idea for us. Let's leave it. Yeah, it's mad.
They're friends with loads of famous people as well. So,
cool.
I mean, I was wondering who's going to be on the guest list.
Well, who are we thinking? Who's in the running at the minute? Obviously, Suits cast, I suppose, is the obvious one.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing.
Okay, cool.
I think Meghan's friends with Serena Williams.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, and really? Priyanka Chopra too. And Harry is basically the adoptive son of Obama. So,
mate.
The Obamas will show, won't they?
They'll turn up.
That'll make it worth it.
We all
you'll watch it. Barack and Michelle turn.
I like, you know, I'll do anything for the Obamas. Like, that just, like, brightens your day, doesn't it?
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, we miss them so. It would be nice. The other thing I read this week, because he's really good mates with loads of bands, isn't he? Like, he did a big, he did loads of work with Foo Fighters and stuff, but the main one he's friends with is the Killers. So everyone's obviously saying, oh, would they play at reception?
What? They're Bezzy mates?
Yeah, he's really good mates with the Killers. Really good mates with the Killers.
Really?
Yeah, how weird's that?
But he's good friends with Rihanna as well, so...
Is that right? Okay. That would be amazing.
I mean, Megan needs to watch out, though, because Riri steals the carpet, doesn't she?
There's not going to be a red carpet for this wedding, mate. Let's back up. There will be many photos, obviously, but she's not going to have, like... There's not going to be a press pen on the red carpet.
The wedding is taking place at the Met Gala. No, but there's one question. There's one really pressing issue that's...
All right.
It's upset me a lot. So Meghan's had to ditch quite a lot of her old life. Like, she's left the show, she's moved to the UK. She's also had to leave behind one of her dogs.
Oh!
I don't know why. No one's said why. I need closure. So my question to you both is, would you ever leave your dog behind in another country for a man?
Oh, God.
Like, absolutely not.
There we go.
Like, I would... That would be the last thing I would do. Like, I would get rid of the food, get rid of the husband, get rid of the water, get rid of the shelter, get rid of the music, get rid of the, like, everything but the dog.
There it is.
If that was the one condition, I'd be like, well, no, sorry.
You know what? I've gone off her again.
It was so quick. It was such a short-lived romance.
Sorry, girl.
My word. There goes our invites. Gutted. Oh, well, never mind. What else is going on this week? Woody, talk to me.
The nominations for the 60th Grammys have been announced. I know, 60. They're getting on. They're getting on.
A little bit.
So kind of the biggest story was that for the first time since 1999, no white men were nominated for Album of the Year.
Wow. There we go.
Cray cray.
So we'll take that.
Yeah, it was Jay-Z, Childish Gambino, Kendrick, Lorde and Bruno Mars have been nominated. How do you feel about those nominations?
That Childish Gambino record is one of my favourites of last year. So, yeah, I'm fully on board with Donald Glover taking over the world.
Yeah, I feel like it's the right people getting the right... Acclaim?
Credit.
Credit
with credit's due.
Yeah. Not just like the most popular... trash.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, Bruno Mars. But anyway...
How dare you! I feel like we've had this debate so many times on this show. I will not take your Mars bashing enough, all right? Move on.
Well, I'm rooting for Kendrick Lamar. So obviously, famously, really, he's been snubbed twice now for Album of the Year. In 2014, he was lost to Daft Punk. Mm-hmm. Clearly not their best record. 2016, lost to Taylor Swift. Kind of understandable.
Yeah, it was
Kendrick's was a very good album. So is this his year? If he doesn't win this year, I don't know if he's ever going to get Album of the Year.
It's been his year, hasn't it, really? I mean, he's had a pretty colossal 12 months. It would certainly make sense for them to acknowledge that. But as we all well know, when it comes to common sense, the Grammys don't always tend to know what they're doing at all. It's a very, very strange system, the whole thing. Case in point, so Childish Gambino, I absolutely love that album. It was out almost a year ago, like this week. Mm. I find it so weird, their cutoffs. Like, it's so weird that in the 2018 Grammys, he could win for an album that came out in 2016.
Yeah,
That's really weird.
That extending sales periods, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Hey, so let's move on to snubs, because obviously the biggest snub of the kind of year is that Ed Sheeran got, was it one nomination or like...
Two, I think.
Yeah, there was a few.
In the pop categories,
In the minor categories. Mm. He's obviously had one of the biggest selling albums of the year. Shape of You has been ubiquitous. Mm. Should he have got more nominations?
No. Done. End of discussion.
I mean, I happen to agree.
Will I be controversial? Yes, I will. Oh, no, because then that means a woman won't be in the category. No offence to Lorde.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not nuts about the Lorde record. I've got...
I'm not either.
Yeah, but I think it's better than Ed's record.
Oh, of course. Yeah, 100%.
So, Katie's pulling her face.
It's not even it's not even Sheeran's best album. That's the thing. Even if you're a huge Ed Sheeran fan, I don't think you could ever stand there and say that this is his best album. It's just not. So that I don't know.
I think Ed Sheeran's a very contentious artist, as we know from our own discussions Album of the Year.
Strap in a couple of weeks for that one, lads.
Basically, what it can be surmised as is that Ed Sheeran is one of the most popular artists on the planet who writes his own songs. Obviously, there is some talent there, and it probably does be deserved to. It deserves to be recognised. Mm-hmm. I would argue it is being through 100%. Record sales. He probably doesn't really care that much about Grammy nominations.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you reckon?
I reckon they're all a bit competitive. And you've got to remember, his mentor is living legend Elton John, who is still competitive and still gets annoyed when Madonna wins a Golden Globe and he doesn't and all this kind of stuff, you know. I reckon if he's learned anything from Big Elton, it's that you are competitive right to the end. You got to be.
Well, if I was Ed Sheeran, and I try to be, I would take comfort in the fact that I generally think that the Grammys are a bit of a shit show anyway.
Right.
I think they reward often just the top sellers. It's mainly people on major record labels. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really reflect the true diversity of the music scene of any particular year. There's been so many bad decisions made over the course of the history, too many to list.
Yeah.
If I were Ed, I would just go, you know what? I'm going to take my millions and I'll leave it with that.
Yeah.
I'll be okay.
Well, he'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
I want Jay-Z to win, though. For one reason and one reason only, I'd like him to get on that stage, apologise to Beyonce, and then give her the Grammy.
Imagine.
Yeah. Don't see that happening in any way, shape or form, sadly, but there you go. Other news this week, let's talk movies. So Star Wars is coming, as I'm sure you all well know. Have you booked your tickets yet? Kate, you're a fan. Have you booked your tickets yet?
No, I don't book tickets.
Come on.
They have a seat for me.
Opening day. I'm going to be there. It's going to be beautiful.
When I went to see the last film, I actually went on a date.
Did you?
Yeah. And it ended really badly.
Oh, God.
So I'm really looking forward to the next one.
So really bitter.
I'm really looking forward to it.
No, it's going to be great.
I remember last time I came in after Christmas and was like, guys, I've seen The Force Awakens. You were like, yeah, well, it was 3 months ago.
That was it.
You came out to Christmas holiday. Weren't you like, you hadn't seen the old ones and you were making your way through? Dear Lord. All right. Well, you're there now. You're caught up now. That's the important thing. Anyway, another reason to get seriously hyped if you weren't enough already. So, you know, when it gets classified, so it's going to be like a PG or, you know, a 15 or whatever. Like, it's come out today. It's a 12A, as you might expect, like the last one was. But when those things come out, you get a little description in there of, like, some of the things that are going to be in it. And there is, quote, mild sex and nudity in Star Wars The Last Jedi. Now, what do we think that means? Because fans are going nuts with theories, as you might expect. Who's going to get it on in Star Wars The Last Jedi? Any ideas?
Is it BB-8 and R2-D2?
Yeah, I did think some kind of robot orgy sequence
I'm really into that. That's like the Be All Cool Is Full of Love video, where like, the two robots are intermingling and making love.
They've always had such chemistry on screen. It would work. Katie, any theories? Who's going to get it on?
No. Who would? Like, realistically.
Daisy and John.
No, I thought the ship was Finn and Poe.
The fanship is Finn and Poe, yes. Okay. So Oscar Isaac and John Boyega. That's the big fanship. And to be fair, they haven't ruled it out, and it's sort of been implied a little bit that Poe may be gay. I don't know. We'll see if that actually comes to fruition. Otherwise, yeah, the more obvious one would be that it's probably going to be Finn and Rey, isn't it? Unless there's some new element or new character. I don't know.
What were you going to say?
Well, I'm well up for a gay sex scene in Star Wars, but like, do you think that's actually going to happen?
Well, look, let's be clear. Mild sex and nudity. Like it's basically the category of sex and nudity. They've ticked the mild box. So it's not going to be filth. It's a 12A. But who knows?
I think it's just going to be someone's bum. Yeah, someone's bum coming out.
Oh, so no sex at all, just a bum.
Just a bum.
Little rogue stormtrooper bum coming out or something. Kylo Ren's robe blows up in the wind or something.
Ooh,
could see it.
Be up for that.
Oh, a bit of Adam Driver. You Adam Driver fan?
Yeah.
You know he hasn't.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, that's the other.
Aren't we all?
That's the other big Star Wars story, is that he's because he's so emo in the film, isn't he? He doesn't know what emo is. That's the other big Star Wars story that happened this week. Do you see this?
Yeah, we found out that he doesn't know what emo is.
So he's gone down in my estimation now, I'm afraid.
I mean, like, how... He was alive in the early noughties, wasn't he? Like, lived through that.
Look at him! Look at him! He looks like he's fallen out of a My Chemical Romance, like, Tumblr page. It's ridiculous. How can he not know what emo... Anyway,
we need to send him one of our emo playlists. That's need to do.
Wouldn't it be amazing?
Yeah, we'll have a session.
We'll get him in and we'll make him listen to all the works of 2005 and 6. First reactions from Adam Driver.
Oh my God, I'm ready.
It's happening. We're back on Pop Buzz, guys. Our guest today, our returning favourite brand new single, is called Miss You, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Louis Tomlinson is in the building.
Hello, thanks
for
having me.
How are you, mate? Good to see you, buddy. Congrats on the single, first of all.
Thank you.
Now, there is a pattern forming here. A lot of fans have spotted it. You've had Back to You, right? Mm. You've had Just Like You.
Correct.
Here We Are with Miss You.
Yeah.
Coincidence, or is this a wider plan? You want to inform yourself here?
It started off as a coincidence, and I realised, and we kind of flagged it and wondered, you know, is it a problem that a lot of them finishing you? But actually, I kind of like it, you know, and definitely, you know, across the story of the album, it makes sense. And also, it's a nice little reference maybe to the fans as well, you know, kind of give them that feel. So, yeah, I think it's one of those, it started off as coincidence, then I was like, okay, maybe we can play into this.
So you're going to go back now, all the future
and
tracks.
Yeah,
throw it at the end. I think that'll work really nice. And we got to say as well, there's the beautiful artwork, which I guess everyone can see now, the beautiful artwork and all these singles. Where was that shot again? Is that Working Men's Club up north?
The one for the latest single, was in LA actually. In a club bar in LA. Yeah.
It looks very authentic. That's really nicely done. Mm. Oh, okay, fair enough then. Well, we were going to say as well, because I thought it'd be up by your roots there, because we were inquiring. We've heard there's lots of people like to take fan trips with all you 1D boys and see where your roots are, see where it's come from. 24 hours in Doncaster. Where am I checking out, mate? Where am I going? Indeed.
You got 24 hours, so you want to get straight there and you want to take yourself to the Dome, right? Let me tell you about the Dome.
Please,
I feel like
do.
A travel agent. Let me tell you about the Dome.
All
the
right.
Dome is the only two-story ice skating place in Europe, right?
Hello.
So if you want to go and experience a bit of luxury, get to Doncaster, get to the Dome and get ice skating. There's also swimming baths there, so you could go down the flumes and have a laugh like that.
Beautiful.
And then after that, I mean, your only options really are the cinema. Have you ever heard of a cinema?
We have
one of those in Doncaster.
Very nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
High tech.
But failing that, you're just probably going to have to go out in the evening, because that's what Donny's good for. I mean, there is a race course. I've never been into horse racing myself, but... it's good for a night out.
Good.
And the Dome,
The Dome.
Never forget.
I like that.
Two-story ice rink. That's impressive.
Quite dangerous, yeah.
I'm trying to picture it in my head, but there's something there. It feels quite high-tech.
Some TripAdvisor reviews.
Yeah, 100%.
So if anyone goes,
if you've been to the Dome, Louis fans, let us know. We want to know what it's really, really like. obviously, album on the way. Is there any particular song on there that you kind of can't wait for the fans to get a hold of? What's standing out for you at the minute, Lou?
Actually, you know, I'm not just saying this. I was really excited for people to hear this single, Miss You, because I'm really happy with the sound of it. And just in general, there's so many more like live elements, and there's loads more guitar, and that's important for me. So I'm happy about that. There are some ones that, I can't get too specific, but there's some like pretty like there's one ballad in particular. It's pretty emotional, pretty raw. I've got a feeling they might like that one.
Nice.
Just in general, I'm just excited for them to just hear the album and listen to my lyrics, really, because I feel like, you know, hopefully they learn something about me from those lyrics.
Yeah, definitely. And the thing is with Miss You as well, it is a bit of a departure from the previous two as well. Do you feel like is this the kind of main bulk of the sound that's going to be on the album, do you think?
I think this is a good advert for the album, and like I said, this is more in line with like my references growing up and stuff like that. You know, it's good doing the Steve Aoki and the BB Rexha songs, because it meant I could go a little bit outside of my genre and, you know, dance something a little bit more urban with BB, from a production style, I mean. So it's nice now to be out on my own and just be like, this is my sound and this is where I want to be. So nice, it feels,
man,
good.
Oh, no, it's very exciting stuff, man. It really is. Right, well, we know we've got, not got much time with you today. You're a very, very, very busy man. But we do have a little game we want to play,
like,
right?
It.
So obviously the single's called Miss You, and we were thinking, where's the one place you miss stuff the most when you're stranded on a desert island? Tedious Link, go with me. So this is a game we want to play. You've heard of Desert Island Discs. You've heard of that phrase. Forget the songs. This is a game called Desert Island right? The idea is all the other you're going to take with you when you're stranded on a desert island, right? You've got your songs. They're kind of taken care of.
Okay.
This is the other random stuff you're going to take with you if you were stranded on a desert island, all right? Katie's got a few questions.
Okay.
You can pick one thing for each of these questions for your desert island.
Oh, it's like multiple choice.
Well, no, you've got to come up with a choice here.
Okay, okay.
There's six very specific categories and you can pick whatever you want.
Okay, okay.
There we go.
Right, so the first thing that's going in your suitcase, pick one TV show to binge watch during your stay on the island.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's tricky. I'm going to have to pick two. So it's an either or.
Cheating already.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I make
Straight
my own
off.
Rules, you see. either The Inbetweeners or Eastbound and Down. Have you seen Eastbound and Down?
I have seen Eastbound and Down.
It's so funny.
It's a very, very funny show, to be fair.
Yeah, so either of those.
That's a nice little contrast as well.
Right.
Big comedy, but I like it.
Yeah.
All right, the next thing in the suitcase, one band T-shirt.
One band T-shirt. Well, probably just a cool-looking one that I don't know any songs by. You know what I mean? It's one of those classics. I'm not trying to be cool. You know, you get people be like, you know, name one of the songs. I can't. It looks cool, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, so. All depends on the logo. I thought you were going to go, like, Green Day or something for the past, or maybe Arctic Monkeys or something like that.
I just think, realistically, I'm going with what it's going to be art in it, so whatever's coolest. Yeah.
That's
something
a smart move.
Something white,
yeah,
nothing black.
Yeah.
Very practical. I respect that. Okay,
right.
Fair enough.
You can have a laptop on the island, but you're only allowed access to one website.
Oh, there's Wi-Fi on the island.
There is Wi-Fi.
Well, limited.
This is a limited. Yeah, to one website.
This exactly. This is a great island.
What website?
Only one website in the entire world you can keep checking. What are you thinking?
Oh, I can keep checking, though. So maybe you might... Well, what about, like, an iPlayer? BBC iPlayer, something like that? I suppose.
I mean, again, we're still cheating on this TV show question, really, aren't we?
Right, I'd like to watch Match of the Day. You know what I mean?
See.
That's what
I
was getting at. So maybe just some kind of keeping up to date with the football.
Okay, we'll allow that.
That's fine.
Yeah. That makes sense.
All right. I mean, we're really pushing the boat out here, aren't we? You can take your phone, but you're only allowed to text three numbers.
Right, three numbers.
So who are the people?
Limited signal on this island, clearly.
That's hard.
It's a tricky one. Who are we going to go with?
Do you know what? I've got too big a family to get it down to three, so...
Can they share a phone?
Maybe they could share a phone. A lot of my family. Be hard to. So as long as my family have got one phone.
Okay, We've got family phone. We've got that one down.
Then,
they can pass it around with messages. It's fine.
Yeah. And then obviously I need to keep in contact with my mates. Am I on my own on this desert island?
You are on this hypothetical desert island on your own, my
with
friend,
a little
yes.
bit of Wi-Fi and a couple of texts.
With very limited internet signal and a pay-as-you-go Nokia 3310.
And can I FaceTime? I can FaceTime and I'll be FaceTiming my boy as well if that's all right.
All right, yeah, that's fair enough.
You're not going to argue with that. You can't.
It's too sweet, Louis. Yeah, I can't take that one away. All right, next one.
You can have one free takeaway delivery. What is the restaurant you choose?
Where are you going for? This is the hardest one, I think, if I'm honest.
I suppose I'm going to have to repeat order because it's the only one around.
Well, true.
Yeah.
Is
that the theory?
It's one restaurant, one takeaway restaurant you have access to on this island.
I mean, I do love a curry, but I think constant curry is a recipe for heartburn and not great bowel movement. So I'm going to go with...
It's hard.
I'm gonna say KFC.
KFC?
Yeah.
Plot twist. What's your order? What's your order from KFC? What do you normally go for?
I like them tower burgers. They're
good
nice,
boy.
Them. Yeah, yeah. Just
the
slam
forward.
Ash brown in there, bit of ketchup.
Very good.
Beautiful.
Louis Thompson, loving KFC. And if you want to send any free to Pop Buzz, please feel free at any point.
I've got a card.
Have you got like a black card?
I've got KFC cards, yeah. I've got
right,
a card.
We are going to Doncaster.
This is the life
KFC.
I want to live.
Yeah.
We're going to the Dome.
I mean, it's one of those things, isn't it? It's a lovely idea and it's great, but I can't walk into KFC and they go, right, how much is a meal? Or like $3.95 or like $4.50. All right, cool, just give you me card and get it. You know what I mean? It feels a little bit
there's gotta
extra.
Be, surely they can deliver to you now. Well,
Just
Island
Eat,
or not.
Just Eat.
Oh, they got
just
it.
Just Eat might come to the island as well. That's what I was thinking.
There we go. Yeah. With a Tower Burger. Mm. God, I want a black card. All right, final question for your Desert Island.
Okay, you can have one song from 2017.
There you go.
Which one is it?
One musical one to finish. What are you thinking?
Oh, that's hard.
It's a tricky one.
You can choose your own songs.
Yeah, you
can. I think that's a specific type of artist that chooses their own song. I would have... I'll tell you what I'm absolutely loving at the moment. I don't. Was it out this year? Kendrick Lamar, Love.
Oh.
And it's not normally my genre, that. The melodies are just so nice. Such a great song.
Great album,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, brilliant album. But that song in particular stands out to me. I really love it, yeah.
That's a great choice. Nice. I tell you, this sounds like a pretty pimped up island to me. I think you've done a very good job there. Nice. KFC, bit of Kendrick, some match of the day, and a very sensible T-shirt. Good work. Louis, it's always a pleasure to see you, man. Best of luck with this single,
Thank you.
It's really good, and it sounds really personal to you as well, and like a nice... It's you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's
good.
You.
Thank you.
Pun intended, it's you. All those words in there. It really is great, though. We'll hopefully see you again, man.
Yeah,
Louis
definitely.
Tomlinson. There he is,
Thank
everybody.
Thank you, guys. Woo! Thank you. Appreciate that.
Louis Tomlinson, Woo! Returning Yay! Fave once again. He's just good value, isn't he? Much like last time, he's just good value
he's
as a
good
guest.
Boy.
Is he getting more laddie, or am I making that up?
I think that's just the tracksuit speaking to you. That's it. That's all it is.
I feel like every time I see him, I'm like... Oh, he's gone up one on the laddie scale.
But you seem to be enjoying that.
Oh, mate,
that
I love Louis. He's my favourite member of One Direction.
He was great fun last time, and he didn't disappoint again, actually, I must admit. Are we going to do a rating? Are we going to rate out of five? That's what we've been doing, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are we thinking? What are you thinking, Katie?
I might reserve my rating until I actually go and experience Louis' tour of Doncaster.
Oh, that's a cop-out.
That's a massive cop-out, dear Lord.
Would you want a five?
Yeah, there we go. Let's just double down.
I'm going to give him 4.479.
Oh, okay.
I'm not giving him five because I wasn't technically in the room and I'm a little salty about it.
It's very technical, but yes, you technically and literally were not in the room at the time. So there is that detail.
So I'm reserving my five for the next time I see him.
Okay, fair enough. I'm gonna go with a 4.6 because he did cheat a little bit in the Desert Island game.
A little bit.
He kept trying to throw in more and more different TV shows. And we said, you know, we're quite clear, one TV show. And he kept trying to twist the other questions to other TV shows. And, you know, if you ain't going to play by the rules, you ain't getting a solid five, no matter how charismatic you may be for the remainder of the interview, Louis.
Yeah, in it.
I like that Desert Islands thing, though. We should do that again sometime. Yes. That was very, very funny. It was some interesting choice in there. And also, KFC Black Card. Come on.
That's changed my life.
I can imagine. You're a genuine KFC fan, aren't you?
Love it.
If you're listening. Hook us up, kids.
Hook us up.
Just in time for Christmas. That's about it, guys. Please do go and subscribe over on iTunes. We're on Blog Talk now as well, pushing out to all those lovely podcast places wherever you like to listen. We will be back next week. Little clue about who the guest is. Shall we do a little clue for them? We went to see their film the other night, obviously.
That guest.
There we go. So we went to see their film. Well, shall we give a little hint as to who's coming in?
I'm going to say... Red Flag.
What?
I know, it's very abstract.
Oh, right, yes, because of the film. Yes, okay, I've got you,
No,
okay,
I
okay,
don't
okay.
Know.
What are you thinking?
Come on, Katie.
Very tall, I think.
I'm going with the sound of trumpets. So, very tall, Red Flag, sound of trumpets. Tune in next week to find out that one. We will see you then. Until next, goodbye from Katie, say goodbye.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Woody, say goodbye.
Ciao.
And it's goodbye from me. We'll see you next week.